The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
There was a lot of pressure on Pete Davidson this weekend because not only was it the first SNL back after the writer's strike, but the news had been so heavy this week with the Hamas attacks in the news.
God, yes.
But Pete absolutely crushed his cold open with addressing the serious news.
It's so tragic and so heartbreaking what's happening to innocent men, women, and especially children. It's just been, my heart goes out to everybody that's been so extremely affected by the news, you know, and our Jewish, you know, Jewish friends and listeners, because I know this has been really, really difficult.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. If you haven't taken at least 5 minutes to sort of understand the situation, there's so much history that it's impossible to do a search for just 5 minutes to give you some kind of sense and of what's going on. But the senseless and brutality and the terrorism that took place, it's head shaking. Like, you can't even, you can't read stories about it because it's so graphic and so bad. But you really should educate yourself a little bit. I know as Americans, we're like, it's got to be about us. And it's right. If it's not in front of us, then we're really not paying attention. We're all connected. You got to understand that we are all connected.
And I want to double down on that because if I'm being perfectly honest, did not feel comfortable coming and talking about something I didn't really know a lot about. And one of the most important discussions I had last week was with my husband, who is way smarter than me. I will openly admit that. And I'm like, hey, can you kind of explain to me like the history of Israel and Palestine and the Gaza Strip and like what's going on? And so we just had this open dialogue and, you know, he broke down the history and he broke down he broke down that relationship or lack thereof. And it's, I just want to second what Bert says. I think it's very important that you have an understanding and you also show empathy.
And you have to understand that this is an extreme terrorist group we're talking about. So when you're talking about countries' relations and religious relations with each other, that's one thing.
That is one
but
thing.
Now you're talking about the extreme, and that's what Hamas is. So it's just very complicated history. But nobody can deny what is happening over there isn't absolutely brutal and heartbreaking.
And I can say with certainty, everyone should condemn what Hamas has done and what they are continuing, what they continue to do.
Yeah, can't even argue that.
You can't. Yeah. You can try, but don't.
And like you said, it's really easy to stick your head in the sand and ignore what's going on if it's not directly affecting us as Americans. So it's been really cool to see celebs step up and talk about what's going on. Madonna kicked off her show in London and actually, you know, rallied everyone as to what they can do to help and to be a light to the world. And even Floyd Mayweather, he actually sent 5,000 pounds of supplies over to Israel on his private jet. Didn't have to do this. Send his private jet over for Israeli civilians and military to get them about 100 boxes of necessary supplies. So absolutely incredible thing for him to do and help them out over there because it's been so difficult. Also, I will tease my next thing now. Jada Pinkett Smith was caught in a lie about her relationship with Tupac. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
Somebody read her hard.
Bad. Really bad.
Really bad.
The Bert Show.